Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I've been away for a while. I'm taking my channel in a bit of a different direction. There are so many channels with information on narcissistic abuse out there, but I just wanted to do a little bit of a different spin and offer you guys more. There's so much that I've learned. There's so much that I've worked with other people offline with, and I wanted to go through that process and come back on here and offer you guys the best information possible, stuff that you just don't find on any other channel regarding narcissistic abuse. So anyway, I hope it helps. But today I wanted to talk about how the narcissist never gives you closure. If you've been in a narcissistic abusive relationship, you'll know that you never have a relationship with a narcissist that ends with any kind of resolution or closure. It's always left open and you're always left wondering what happened, why, what did I do, etc. So two things happen at the end of the relationship with a narcissist. So one is you end the relationship because you just had enough and either they reverse discard you or they just discard you and just disappear. And when they do discard you, it's so hard just to accept. And even more so because, you know, it's human nature. It's for us to want to know the reasons why. We want to know what's happened, why they've done that, why they disappeared. And that kind of helps us come to terms with things. And that's how we move on. We learn and we move on. But when it's left like open, there's no closure. You don't know what's happened. It's confusing. And with a narcissist, it's not going to happen. They're not going to give you closure because they want to keep that door open. They want to be able to come back into your life whenever they please, put you on the shelf temporarily, get with a new supply, come back, take you off the shelf, and hopefully test you to see if you'll take them back, regardless of how long they've been away, how they left you. They just want to be able to just walk through like your life like you're a revolving door. So, and they'll often come with excuses as to why they've been away. They might say, oh, you know, tug at your heartstrings with stories about how they've had a hard time, mental health issues, or something to do with their family, business, etc., etc. Any excuse for you to feel like, oh, you know, sorry for them, and probably take them back. And sometimes you do end up taking them back because, you know, you might feel that there's that little bit of hope. You know, you might have that FOMO, fear of missing out. Like, you know, when they make all these promises to you, or this time it will be different, and you're like, okay, let me just give it a chance and see. You don't want to have that fear of like wondering, wow, maybe it could have worked if I gave that last shot. But it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. Please accept that a narcissist will never give you closure. It's always you that ends the relationship permanently, never them. They'll always keep you hanging. Once you say, that's it, done, that's actually when the permanent discard happens and when the relationship's ended. If you expend energy going back to the narcissist, asking them why, after they've discarded you, asking them why they've done it, telling them how you feel, that's the source of supply for them. And all they'll do is run rings around you and they'll string you along, but they'll never give you a straightforward answer or never give you any kind of conclusion to what you're asking them for. They never will do it. The very nature of a narcissist, the disorder, makes it extremely unlikely that they're going to do that or give you closure or explain things to you in a normal way. It's just how they operate. And I believe that's why we have so many survivors on channels like mine, because they're looking for closure. And just consider mine and all the other people's channels that you may be listening to, consider that your closure. Because just by getting all this knowledge and information, it's giving you closure, okay? It's setting you up so next time these kind of things happen to you, you're going to foresee it and know what's going to happen and kind of guard yourself and protect yourself from it. And most importantly, I'll tell you that you get closure by just accepting who the narcissist is. Don't take it personally. This is the nature of the disorder. This is who they are. They've done it countless number of times. If you could just see behind the curtain and see the rap sheet of all the people that have done this to you, it would shock you. And you wouldn't take it personally, believe me. They've done it loads and loads of times. So your closure is just closing that door and accepting the narcissist for who they are. I hope that's helped, guys. And I'll see you on the next video. Bye.